Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into Monday. Breezy day for some high school sports activities today. A lot of golf events going on in and around the area with local golf teams as the stretch runs coming up for those guys. Tennis already had their region rounds coming up. Prep baseball region tournaments and playoffs coming up soon. Maybe a little breezy day for baseball today. Carrollton at home against Woodland this afternoon. Villarica's got East Paulding coming into town. And Central heads south to play down at Callaway today. Also, you got soccer coming up tonight. Carrollton hosting a doubleheader against Kell. Villarica plays a doubleheader at Chapel Hill. And Central hosting a twin bill this evening against Noonan coming up on the high school soccer pitches. West Georgia baseball took 2 out of 3 from Valdosta State over the weekend. Really strengthened their Gulf South Conference championship chances. And that's what it's called. It's not a tournament this year. It is a round robin. It's called a championship that'll be played almost certainly over in Cleveland, Mississippi in a couple of weeks, but we got to win some ball games to get there. Wolves beat Valdosta State in the series finale on Saturday. 9-6, Price Peters broke open a tie with a bottom of the 8th inning home run. Tyler Garner, 2 1/3 inning of no-hit relief, also was a big boost for the Wolves in that ball game. West Georgia right now sitting a half game ahead of Alabama Huntsville in the conference standings, and a little bit ahead of West Alabama. West Al's playing 2 today. They didn't have good weather. They're going to play 2 against Union down in Livingston today. Those are very, very big ball games for the West Georgia baseball team. Softball played pretty well, especially in 2 of the 3 games against a real good Valdosta State team. Split a doubleheader on Friday and got beat on Saturday for UWG. Next conference action will be coming up this weekend up in Cleveland, Tennessee, as we go take on the Lee Flames up there. The Atlanta Braves, after a big washout on the field Saturday, got a washout in the weather department against the Cubs yesterday. Just brutal weather all across Major League Baseball these first 3 weeks of the season. And we saw it again with the Braves and the Cubs. In fact, over half of Major League Baseball rained out or wintered out yesterday. The Braves are at home against the Phillies tonight. It'll be miserable if you're into SunTrust trying to watch that ball game. And the games that did get played: Red Sox over Baltimore 3-1. St. Louis beat Cincinnati 3-2. Pittsburgh 7-3 over Miami. The Mets 3-2 past Milwaukee. Philadelphia wins at Tampa Bay 10-4. It's Colorado 6-5 winning at Washington. The Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 7-2. Oakland 2-1 over Seattle. San Diego beat San Francisco 10-1. And last night, Texas beat the world champion Astros 3-1. In 10 innings, did you see Bartolo Colon? Goodness. That's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.